Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dom, a Trumpy Tuesday edition.
Happy Trumpy Tuesday to you, Crudy, Evan on the board, our fair audience. What a glorious, glorious day weather-wise and an exciting news day as well.
An exciting news day in that Donald Trump is coming to Waukesha, baby, next Friday.
Terrible.
Trump is coming to Waukesha. He's going to the very same Waukesha County Fairgrounds that you and I broadcast from. That was like this week? Was that this last
week? That was last
recently.
Week.
Yes, last very week. Very recently. So, yes. Dom, you got to be excited. You coming down?
No, not really.
Another Trump rally in your
No, didn't we say we were never doing Trump rallies again? He's in town. He's stumping for Tim Michaels, the Republican candidate for governor, who he has recently endorsed.
Well, there's
and no,
your
I'm
reason
not, I don't
right
want to
there.
Go. I don't want to go.
There's your reason.
What?
You've never seen Tim Michaels on the stump. I mean, that could be worse. That could be worth the price of admission right there.
Well, based on his recent performance, as articulated by you, and the impression I got from some of the sound, yeah, not so great on the stump.
Well, he didn't crap the bed. Talking about Tim Michaels. During the debate, you know, he looked like he was on the precipice of doing so. But up there, you know, with the president, former president of the United States.
Let me ask you, Tim, what would you do about blankety blank?
And he's going to look like a deer in the headlights, man. Michaels could soil himself right there on the stage.
Well, and there's going to be pressure.
That'd be obviously newsworthy.
Yes, it would. When asked, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, regarding Trump coming to town from Molly Beck, you know, recapping yesterday what Michaels, what we talked about, what Michaels said over the debate over the weekend, Michaels said Trump's call to overturn the election, the last presidential election, was not top of mind. The quote from Michaels, it's not a priority. My priorities are election integrity, crime reduction, and election reform. And then the continuous, always from day one until my last day in office, 4 or 8 years later, to make sure we have a robust economy here in Wisconsin. Yeah, well, this might be not top of your mind, but you know what's on top of the Trumpster's mind? Overturning the election, Tim Michaels. What are you going to say when Trump comes to town and puts the pressure on you on that stage? Tim, my boy Tim here, vote for Tim because he's going to, what, endorse Ram Jam's proposal, his opponent, in running for governor as well? I mean, the whole thing is just very, very strange, and it's going to be a crap show. So I hope he gets indicted before then and doesn't come.
That's next Friday. That's a lot to wish for.
Like I said, I hope he gets indicted before then and doesn't come.
Well, if he were indicted, I bet he'd still come. He just announced for presidency between then and now. But we will broadcast. We, meaning Crudy, and I'll see if Dom shows up or not. But I'll be there. I will be broadcasting because we're Waukesha's radio station, man. If the former president comes to town on behalf of a gubernatorial candidate and goes to the very same fairgrounds where you and I thought it was worthy of broadcast just, you know, a couple days ago.
If Charles Manson comes to town, you're gonna go broadcast that too? I mean, well, I remember.
I hear he's out on the stump and perhaps endorsing Ram Jam. No, there's a little difference between the former president as a political guy and Charles Manson. Slight difference. Maybe I can explain it often.
Very similar, very culty, very... Remember the debates where Trump was moving his head all around and... I mean,
Hillary's neck.
It was very.
You're the puppet.
It was very Charles Manson-y. But yeah, apparently the rumor is he's coming to town next week for Tim Michaels, and then of course, what later in the month of August, he's coming down for the American Freedom, whatever, whatever.
Well, I won't ask you to go to the fundraiser because they won't let us into the fundraiser, but they'll let us into the fairgrounds. I'll be at the fairgrounds. I'll guarantee you, Crudy will be there on behalf of the Shaw.
And we'll see. I might be washing my hair that day. We'll see what happens. We'll see.
Never a big hindrance for me. The hair washing, that's a quick process.
You save so much time, Curdy.
Buddy, between the haircuts and the hair washing.
And the not working out, man, you got lots of time on your hands.
Come on, man. Come on. I walk a little. I walk the dogs. Yeah. So I'll put us down for two for the RSVP. Because here's the good news. He's not coming to Mosity.
It is a little closer to town. That's right.
I've dragged you to Mosity. And, of course, Trump has been in Waukesha prior. You went to the first Trump appearance in Waukesha. Where was that at? Like a high school or something, right?
No, I think it was actually, you know me, I'm terrible that way.
There were protesters there. There were protesters.
Yes. And there was a person who was kicked out from the crowd, you know, Trump, we do not support you or something like that. And it was one of the first times, if I recall correctly, because I believe I had Steph come with me as my, you know, assistant.
Chaperone.
As my assistant in the press area to help me out. That was one of the first times that I recall of Trump saying that he's going to build the wall and Mexico's going to pay for it.
I think you made note of that. I would now question, you and Steffi get sexy in the press booth.
I can't help it, man. Everywhere I'm with Steffi, it's sexy. It's just how it is.
And we've been to several Trump rallies. What was your
Too
favorite?
Too many.
What was your favorite?
Favorite? Honestly, Mosini was the most... memorable for me.
Mosini, was that the Mosini when what's your girl's name?
Leah Vukmer. Yep. She was he was
waving at you.
Yeah, Leah, and she was went up on stage, gave Trump a kiss, I think.
Did you feel a little jealous when Trump was kissing your favored senatorial candidate?
No, and I was a little annoyed when they cranked up the music just to punish the media, as we had to wait there for Trump to leave. They jammed the music to like 98 decibels. I mean, it was hurtful. It was painful. And we had to sit there and take it until Trump left. And that was another one where hey, look at the media, crooked media. And then everyone, it all looked back and kind of laughed and smiled. And they gave the what, you know, so it was a little more jovial back then. But now I'm not so clear. If he looks at back and says, hey, look at the crooked media, I'd be ready for some people to come down and want to have a confrontation with us. It's changed over the years.
I'm not clear that it's changed as much as you've changed. Used to be a reliable no that could be turned into a yes, and now you're just a reliable no.
Well, like I said, we'll see. There's a lot of time between now and then.
Next Friday. Yes. Well, let's not forget, we do have a big party show next Tuesday.
I'll be there.
You'll be at the party.
Yeah, man, I'll be
That's
at the party.
First I've heard you commit to even showed up.
I'll be there, man. I'll be there. I've made the call. I will show up for the party.
Well, then we all better be at the party August 2nd. That's Tuesday. And Hawk's finest neighborhood bar, the original Hawk's on State Street. I believe it's 425 State Street, celebrating 20 years in business. And we've been doing parties down there for nearly a decade.
Yeah,
so
that's crazy. Yeah.
You know, we're like halfway in. We've known Hawks for half its life, kind of something like that. So deserving of a party down there. Hell, Dom, we were in Hawks the night Donald Trump won the presidency.
Yes, yes, we were.
That was something of a sad, drunken affair. You know, one of the happier parties, late night editions that we've had. Remember when Scott Walker got beat? That was a happy night.
Yes, that was glorious. That was fun.
That was a fun night.
And it was also fun when Trump got beat. Weren't we at the coin when they were counting the votes for that one?
Oh, man. If you'll recall, there was a little question of the outcome still when most people went to bed. I stayed up most of the night that night. Trump declared victory around 11 o'clock, about the same time Fox News was declaring Arizona for Joe Biden. I think that's when Trump was declaring victory, wasn't it, Dom? Something like that?
Something like that.
It's kind of, at least he's consistent. he's kind of stayed with that story.
It's my story, and I'm sticking to it because, yeah, he's got all sorts of headwind and, you know, exposure out there. If he does not get somehow, which he won't, you know, the protections of the presidency, and even if he does, they better throw that OLC memo out and prosecute the guy. But I don't think he'll make it that far, man. It is speeding up. There's more and more coming out every single day. Now, I know we didn't get to it yesterday, and I wanted to. So much in the news. I know Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, covered it a little bit yesterday in her broadcast. But the speech that he eventually gave, I believe it was the next day, January 7th, when he crossed out all the, you know, you will be prosecuted, and I don't want to say this, don't want to say that. I mean, the triangulated
speech, how to encourage domestic terrorists without actually encouraging domestic terrorists in a criminally culpable sort of way.
Yeah, but you can
never
do
the outtakes we're going to get out there, though.
Yeah, come on, man. It's the gangster talk, and you know, the insurrectionists, the white Christian nationalists, they understand the speech. And his words matter. And the fact, and again, I think one of the other telling things from the most recent January 6th committee hearing, the primetime one, is when, you know, they showed the cuts of the Trumpsters, the insurrectionists themselves. As, oh, Trump told us to go, so let's go. And the fact that they reacted as quickly.
In real time. They were disseminating the information amongst the mob.
Yes, and which goes to show you, if he had have taken that action earlier, you know, lives would have been spared, property would have not been damaged, and the peaceful transfer of power may have actually occurred. But he didn't. For 187 minutes, for over 3 hours, that man watched it on television and decided to do nothing. So that's all going to come around. It's going to come back to bite him, I truly believe.
So we've seen Trump at the Rush Center in Green Bay twice in my case. We've seen Trump in South Bend, Indiana. We saw Trump at the RNC in Cleveland. We were at the man's inauguration. We saw him in Mosity, as mentioned before.
And I saw him
in Waukesha. Yeah. I spent a hell of a Saturday night in Des Moines one night last fall, like 45,000. Here's my question. Will this be a well-attended rally in Waukesha at the fairgrounds? I mean, week before the election, at least the partisan primary. But Donald Trump's coming to town, man. 40,000, 25,000, 2,500. What do you think?
Man, F that guy. He's a treasonous, traitorous bastard. And all you people that continue to support him better get your act together.
I'm going to put you down for a maybe.
Definite maybe.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We'll definitely come back after this break. Maybe. 844-967-2789.
Probably wouldn't be here if it weren't for the American worker.
Mike Pence said no.
Trump, 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 Trump.
Pence, Pence.
Trump, 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 Trump.
Pence, Pence.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's the 420 break. Smoke them if you got them. And join us on the phones if you choose. 844-967-2789.
Who knew that Scott Fitzgerald, now Congressman Fitzgerald, former Senate Majority Leader, perhaps the guy that let the false Trump electors into the Wisconsin State Capitol.
I'm
pretty sure he's guilty of something. Yeah. But who knew he was a perfect alto soprano.
Yes, it's these Republicans.
Almost like he's a eunuch.
Very, very talented group of folks, I got to tell you. And very interesting.
And they're coming to town. Donald Trump coming back to Wisconsin next Friday. Waukesha, the site we will broadcast, whether Dom joins me in the, you know, in the arena or not.
Well, who?
You know, I mean, mostly it's the
it's
fun
hard.
Part. You go... You get
who doesn't want to go to the coup tour, right? I mean, hell, it's the insurrectionist tour, man. I mean, what? It's the traitor tour. I mean, we got to come up with some name for this because that's exactly what this is. And at least at this point, presumably a rally for Tim Michaels is not the, you know, $4,000 charge that he will when he comes to Milwaukee at the end
of August.
There'll
be no charge. It'll be a rally. They'll encourage you to come. In fact, I encourage all of you to sign up for tickets.
$10 waters
right now. I think you, Dominic, and all of our friends listening right now, sign up for tickets to the big Trump rally.
And then don't show up.
Well, what you do with those tickets are entirely up to you. There'll be no charge, my understanding. But, you know, I think we should look for a rally of 100,000 or more.
Absolutely. I like what you're saying.
I think they should find a bigger venue. Perhaps, you know, American Family Field, Dom.
Oh, hell, it's bigger. It's going to be, where the Badgers play, the football stadium, man.
Camp Randall.
Camp Randall. That holds a lot of people,
well,
right?
But that's not Waukesha County.
There'll definitely be nobody there in Madison.
Yeah, I don't think you maybe the field house end of the Camp Randall. But in Waukesha, man, that's going to be bumper to bumper.
Oh, man. And all the Trump flags and all the just nastiness.
Nastiness. You've always
nasty.
You've left it to Crudy. I go and talk to the deplorables. But you wore a Trump mask at one rally, though, right? Didn't you kiss Nancy, or was it Hillary, or someone wearing a Hillary mask? Or
don't forget the Trump one, the very first one. Wasn't it down in Janesville?
Yes.
Yeah.
He went to the Holiday Inn Express. And we saw the kid with the Confederate flag there.
Yes.
And
yes,
he was a kid from Milton, Wisconsin. And the Confederate flag he was waving matched the Confederate flag tattoo on his left shoulder, if I recall.
Yes, he was very proud of states'
sleeveless
rights.
Sleeveless wife beater. And, you know, so I went and interviewed the kid. And, yeah, I think he went viral. We helped him go viral that day, that brilliant young man claiming states' rights. And I'm carrying the Confederate flag out of states' rights. And what state are you from, son? Well, I'm from Wisconsin. Well, you know, we were on the northern side, or you might have noticed the winning side of the Civil War. But, you know,
but history, heritage. I mean, it's going to be more of that. That's what it is, man. I mean, they come out of the woodwork, man. Remember we went Indiana. We saw Bernie at the same venue.
South Bend, Indiana.
We saw Bernie the night before at the very same venue, came out, love, and it was beautiful. It was a gorgeous night. It was awesome.
About 5,000 for Trump.
Had a great rally, enjoyed our broadcast of the Trump rally, came out, and it was crazy. There were people yelling at each other from across the street. The cops were out in riot gear.
Protesters there to meet the Trump assembled. And I would say, you know, I had no qualms with the young Latinos that were out there sort of instigating. But the protesters were instigating in that circumstance. I mean, I saw a few eggs get thrown that day. Well, the people sitting through the three and a half hour Trump rally didn't have eggs in their pocket. Right. You know what I mean? They didn't come armed, if you will, with eggs. And there were some eggs thrown. And, you know, most of the people that came out that were faced with that confrontation didn't see it coming. That was my impression in real time. I thought the confrontation was brought by the activists that were there.
Well,
now, was it within their rights to hate on the Trump supporters? Sure. Sure. I got no problems with that. If there's a big-ass rally, a counter-protest to Donald Trump in Waukesha, I look forward to covering that as well. But when stuff happens in our backyard, man, I'm going to be there. And I'm going to take 540 AM with me. And we're going to blast it all across the metro, all across the state of Wisconsin. Because next Monday, Dom, we're going live with a couple of radio stations in South Central Wisconsin. This fine product, we're growing, baby. You and I, we're going to be on four more signals next Monday, August 1st.
Nice.
So the footprint's growing rapidly. And I'm also going to bring them with when I broadcast the Trump rally with or without you.
Listen, man, audience members.
No, it's better when you're there.
The Trumpsters. I mean, when you go to a Trump rally, not only are they fascist now, they are treasonous. He's an insurrectionist.
Maybe right? I need a wingman.
I mean, this is what you are bringing to town. This is what's going to crawl out from under the rocks, and it's getting worse. It's not getting better. And there better be, and I'm hopefully, there's a few pieces out. We'll get to some of the headlines after the bottom of the hour, that the DOJ is picking up their piece, at least according to Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post. Yeah, there's a lot going on, and I am hopeful that some Some indictments are coming soon, because as the longer it seems that this was this January 6th attack and the behavior of the insurrectionist, treasonous, traitorous bastards like Trump, the longer it goes unpunished, the more the Trumpsters think that this is how it is, that there is no repercussions for this terrible behavior. And it's going to get worse until the hammer comes down. So I'm hoping that hammer comes down, be it the DOJ or all the other headwinds that Trump and his lackeys, his coup members, are facing.
Tom, I've been assured by the Trump team they've replaced all your favorite Elton John songs with Black Sabbath.
Oh, then I'm going, man.
It's like a heavy Ozzy metal would allow concert that. Now. Come back, more Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls as well. 844-96 Party.
The event in Oklahoma is unbelievable. The crowds are unbelievable. They haven't seen anything like it.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Oh, sing a little bit. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Trumpy Tuesday edition. Trump has announced he's rallying in Waukesha, Wisconsin next Friday. That's August 5th. I'll be there. We'll see if Dom joins me. But I'll take you with our fair audience. Like it or not, I'm doing, you know, like, what is it? The thing they used to do where you talk over the movie and you make
Mystery Science Theater 2000 kind of style.
I was thinking something like that, Dom, that we've done many broadcasts like that. We did Scott Walker State of the Union like that after he credentialed us, then sent someone in on a federal holiday to withdraw our credentials. That sort of started the tradition, Dom. So we'll play it out. But I could use a co-commentator because I got some commentary in mind during the live event. So
you need a wingman, someone to watch your back being in a crowd of a bunch of, you know, coup-supporting Trumpsters.
Yeah, that's what I need you, just in case I get in a fight. I need Dom for... I'd take Fancy Brian if that was the actual motive. Dominic, you know, Trump spoke earlier today. A little rally in D.C. Had a few new things to say. And before I get there, do you see that apparently Mike Pompeo is in negotiations to give testimony to the January 6th committee? So they're still active, whether or not there are public hearings until the fall. They're still active. But let me tell you about Trump.
I think Pompeo might be on the docket. I don't know if this is the American Freedom Tour. Does that seem like something Pompeo would do?
Well, Pompeo is running for president.
Yes, the August 20 event, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, a stop on a roadshow called the American Freedom Tour will feature Trump, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Trump's son Donald Jr., and Dinesh D'Souza. So, yeah, I mean, so Pompeo's
going to go give testimony to the right. January 6th committee and then appear on the same stage as Trump?
Awkward. That's the schedule, man. August 20th. We'll see if that good lineup flag, changes.
Yeah. Good
flag. You know, I'm going to have a new opening band, I guess. Maybe Eric finally gets a shot.
The less loved Trump son. Not that Donald loves any of them, but let me, Ivanka, of course, but only in a sexual way. Let me read from thehill.com. Former President Donald Trump on Tuesday, that's today, Dom, voiced support for imposing the death penalty as punishment for convicted drug dealers. What do you think about that idea?
I think it's a terrible idea. I mean,
death.
Death penalty in it generally is a bad idea, but death penalty for drug dealers is a terrible idea.
So understand, he's at the American First Policy Institute, Donald Trump, the former.
Does this include the Slacker family, or just, you know, the opioid folks, Oxycontin?
I'm not sure exactly who he means, but if you'll let me move into the quote,
you can judge
for yourself. The penalty should be very, very severe. If you look at countries throughout the world, the ones that don't have a drug problem are the ones that institute a very quick trial death penalty sentence for drug dealers. If only we had that for seditionists.
I believe we do.
A little bit more.
It sounds horrible, doesn't it? But you know what? The ones that don't have any problem, it doesn't take 15 years in courts. It goes quickly, and you execute a drug dealer, and you'll save 500 lives. It's terrible to say,
it is a little terrible to say, but yeah, there you go, tripling down.
Right.
It's terrible to say, but you take a look at every country in the world that doesn't have a problem with drugs. There are very strong death penalty for people that sell drugs.
So the most fascistic, dictatorial, he's talking about North Korea.
Among other, yes, among other very oppressive regimes. Yes.
What about the right to choice, though? Personal choice. Choice over what one ingests with one owns.
Yeah, that almost seems like, you know, I don't know, freedom to me. But, you know, apparently the freedom is defined differently for, you know, mega insurrectionists as it is for, you know, folks like us.
And you can't tell me Don Jr. wasn't supplying a couple of the frat brothers down at the house.
No,
in college.
No, see, this is a difference. See, if you get a doctor to give you a script, well, then it's not a drug deal, then it's a prescription. See, that's totally, totally different. Then he gets you hooked on the Oxycontin, and they eventually the doctor goes to jail because he gets popped and people start dying. Then you got to go. Can't quit cold turkey, so you start going and, I don't know, getting some heroin, for example. And then in order to feed that habit, hell, you got some buddies who also no longer have access to the script Oxycontin. You start selling them a little bit of heroin, and next thing you know, you're a heroin dealer, and Trump wants to kill you.
Yes, Trump does. He made that statement in D.C. today. He also called for a police squad car to be parked on every corner. Every corner. Squad car on every corner. Trump suggested moving encampments of homeless people out of major cities to large parcels of inexpensive land at the outer reaches of the city and creating tents with medical professionals. Tent cities. Trump tent cities.
That sounds about right.
Trump called for passing laws to give police more authority. Not the Capitol Police so much. And strengthen qualified immunity so law enforcement does not fear repercussions.
Hell no.
He called for a no-holds-barred national campaign to dismantle gangs
and organized street crime in America.
Well, you're the most organized criminal in America in the short run. The former president called for efforts to defeat violence, except from his own followers, because he never calls to defeat that sort of violence. We've seen the videos from January 6th.
Yeah, how about a squad car in every corner? There are lots of cops at the Capitol when his people were attacking and for 100 or three over 3 hours, and he didn't do squat about it. What good is a squad car going to do in every corner?
You want to hear the solution to violence?
To be tough and to be nasty and be mean if we have to.
To be more violent than the violence?
To be more violent through our law enforcement officers than the most violent, hardened criminals on the streets. There's more.
We're living in such a different country for one primary reason. There's no longer respect for the law.
I mean, more ironic words never spoken, Dom.
There's no respect for the law, and there certainly is no order. Our country is now a cesspool of crime.
Yes, and hopefully with your indictment, prosecution, and conviction, that cesspool will be cleaned up just a little bit. Just a bit.
Well, as the author here at thehill.com notes, Dom, Trump's speech came less than a week after the House committee investigating the J6 2021 attack on the Capitol held a hearing focused specifically on Trump's inaction as his supporters stormed the complex, beating and overwhelming law enforcement in the process. Yeah, you know, a little bit more here. The hearing highlighted a text exchange between two former Trump campaign aides who expressed frustration that Trump did not recognize Brian Sicknick, a Capitol Police officer who died during the melee. Now, we had the guy calling from Austin, Texas yesterday, completely trying to discount the death of Sicknick. Happened on January 7th by the time Trump taped that statement that he edited highly on the fly, Sicknick was dead. Keep that in mind. Also, and I can't use the profanity on the FCC regulated airwaves, also, and I'm quoting here, crappy not to have even acknowledged the death of a Capitol Police officer, former communications director Tim Murtaugh, said in the January 9th exchange. That is enraging to me. Everything he said about supporting law enforcement is a lie.
Yes.
Former Rapid Response Director Matt Volking responded. Yeah, it is. It's all lies. It's going to come tell some in Waukesha later. Later next week. Next Friday.
844-967-2789. We got some callers holding. Let's get to them. They've been patient.
Should we stay or should we go to the Trump rally? I'm going, you know, it's always a no for first, but we'll see if we can convince some folks.
Pizza Box, Mike, you are first. Happy Tuesday, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, man, when's that rally? Is it a Saturday?
August 5th, next Friday, Waukesha County Fairgrounds. Don't know the times. I assume it's an evening affair.
You can take me with. I'll pack the mac and jelly. I remember going to one of those wow rallies where before I joined you guys' great station, I was there in the press conference or the press area with you guys at one of the, what was that? Was that Ozaukee or Washington County we went to? And they handed out the Trump water, and it was so hot in there.
Yeah, that's right. I think that was Ozaukee County. Yep.
And they were passing out and stuff. And then, Dom, remember the reverend that opened the ceremony talking about, you know, he was basically calling Trump the Cheeto Jesus at that point. Remember, he was like, he's carrying the belt of justice across America.
Oh,
and I looked at Dom,
yes.
And Dom rolled,
delusional.
Rolled your eyes. And I was like, don't let anybody see you do that. Everybody was watching us. Ready? They were like sharks on the shoreline waiting.
Well, they didn't bite my ass, Michael. You're not afraid of going to a Trump rally, are you? You're a scrappy guy.
I know what not to do. I already look like a Trumper.
Well, you'd have to clean up a little bit to look like a Trumpster.
Not really. Cut off sleeves, jeans, stoned, you know. He's all right.
Maybe pour some beer on yourself. Camouflage yourself a bit.
You got to get a 3%er patch, get some camouflage, you know. You're kind of grubby looking there, Pizza Box. You know, Trump looked at that crowd and said, these aren't my people. But, of course, they were. So you might blend in a little bit, man.
I already know I do. I got long hair. I'm 60 years old, over 60, white guy. I look like I'm, you know, pissed off, don't I?
You do. You certainly do, Michael.
You sound like you're a little pissed off, Mike.
You do have that quality about you, sir.
All right, so Pizza Box.
Capital today. Yeah, go ahead.
So you are down for a yes. We should go and cover the Trump insurrection rally for Tim Michaels.
You can take me with. I'll pack it. I told you that already.
All right, Pizza Box is a yes. We're keeping
He's
track.
He's a braver man than you, Don.
844-967-2789. It's not about being brave. It's about being in the presence of scumbags. Speaking of, CJ, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. What do you got for us?
See you next Friday, CJ.
Yes, you will. Hey, man.
Are you going to be at the Trump rally in Waukesha County? You got to be at full mast right now, CJ.
Well, it's a beautiful day in Waukesha. A couple of business owners that actually create jobs instead of destroy them. You know, another great number. Yeah, I know you won't hear it on this station unless I bring it up.
Are you implying that we create jobs? Because we have indeed created Waukesha area jobs.
No, I think he's suggesting that Donald Trump is a job creator and Tim Michaels is a job creator. Is that correct, CJ?
Great discovery, Dominic, because yes, 8,000 plus employees by the Michaels Corporation pay over $500 million a year in salaries.
Well, that's almost as much as he's made in the state of Wisconsin. CJ, are you okay with Michaels taking all that money and earning all that money from government contracts? It seems a little socialistic, don't you think?
Union job.
Now you're a union supported guy. I thought we were right to work state. No, I like the union supporting jobs. I've got no problem with construction workers. No, I got no big issues with that.
I've worked on his job sites, and I tell you what, they get the job done. You know, another record number by this administration, though, consumer confidence at the lowest in how many years? But of course, that's.
You got to quote your source. You can't just say it and make it so. I believe it might be out there, but quote me a source, buddy.
What do you mean, quote a source? How about the consumer?
Your ass does not count. I'm saying if.
By the Treasury of the United States, Crudy. How about that? Is that a good enough source for you? The old Biden administration, their numbers. So they're terrified because we're looking at 2022. You guys are still worried about 2024. And I tell you what, this is a sad day because this administration is still in control of what's going on in this country.
Is Michaels your guy then? Because he kind of seems incompetent based on his debate performance.
Yeah, CJ, who you liking in the Wisconsin gubernatorial GOP primary?
I mean, at least had to say she had policy to offer.
Well, I tell you what, I like them all, actually. I think any of them are better than Evers. And I tell you what, though, I like the job creator at this point. And DACA, I don't blame them.
Don't blame him for being completely unprepared for the language of politics?
I'm going to put you down for a Ram Jam, CJ. Since they're all good, I'm going to put you down for a Ram Jammer. Thanks for the call, CJ. You can join us as well, 844-967-2789.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open, going back to them in a moment at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, sort of a local story. Did you know the Shorewood Spitter has rejected her plea deal? She's going to trial, baby. I have
good
the right to
that.
Spit on you if you scare me a little bit because of the, you know, darkness of your
skin. Your color of your skin, right.
Briefly, Bruce Valmetti reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, a Shorewood woman once charged with a hate crime after being accused of spitting at a black teen during a George Floyd protest, told reporters Tuesday she didn't do it. It wants to go to trial, but you did do it.
It's on video. Everyone saw you do it.
I've also been on video.
Wasn't me.
The best you could hope for, and she's a lawyer of, you know, no contest. That's the best you could hope for. It still means you're guilty. It just means, you know, I'm not going to fight the charges. Stephanie Rapkin, 66, came to court for what expected to be a no contest plea. That's how they made me plead, Dom.
They didn't make you. You chose to plead that way.
Well, they kind of force you with threats of higher charges.
You don't have to take it. Well, that's kind of how it works,
The
man.
Deal is take the deal or we give you a worse deal and we stick it to you at trial.
Well, but there is a chance you get off if they come with the worst deal and you go to a trial. Maybe, if you didn't do it, if you're innocent, the jury will find that to be the case.
Stephanie Rapkin came to court for what was expected to be a no-contest plea to a simple battery as part of the deferred prosecution agreement. So they weren't even going to throw her ass in jail or anything. Just don't do it again, and we won't do anything about it. Right? Just be a good little girl for the next, 2 years? You got to be on paper. But her attorney, Michael Stanell, told Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Jeffrey Wagner his client wanted to withdraw from representing her. I wanted a trial from the beginning, Rapkin told the judge, and Mr. Stanell doesn't believe it's in my best interest. Like he's trying to represent you, like take the plea deal. Right. They're not even going to throw your ass in jail. They
it's in your
you with the
best
hate crime.
Interest. Right.
The judge told her Stanell is very experienced. I'm a very experienced lawyer too, Your Honor, replied Rapkin, who has practiced probate and estate law from her office in Mequon. Wagner said a status hearing for August 17th. The trial is set for October 3rd. Rapkin said she doesn't have a new attorney lined up yet. Well, represent yourself.
That's a great idea.
After the brief hearing, Rapkin told reporters, she's innocent. I did not spit on a child. I wish people would stop saying that. She said, adding that video will show she spat down, not up, at the taller teen. I spit down at you, not up at you. Eric Lucas, 17 at the time, he sued Rapkin for battery and intentional infliction of emotional distress over the June 6, 2020 incident at Oakland Avenue in Shorewood. The lawsuit has been on hold pending the outcome of the criminal charges because answering questions in the civil case might affect Rapkin's right to remain silent in the criminal matter. No, she's not that smart. She would certainly go out. She's going to say, I'm not guilty. I'm whatever. Anyways, the Charlotte Spitter going to trial, Dom.
I look forward to that. 844-967-2789.
Are you
going to
cover the trial? Should we go cover that trial?
I mean, I'll pay attention. It will not cover.
Will we cover it live? Should I go to record it?
No.
No live Sherwood Spitter trial?
No.
Could be the trial of the century, man.
I highly doubt it. I don't think so. Jeannie from Eau Claire, you are up. Welcome, Jeannie. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeannie.
Hello, Jeannie. Check. No, Jeannie? No.
All Jeannie's right. Boss must be watching. She's hiding now.
Let's go back to the phones.
Don't let him see I'm on the phone with the devils.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you are up, sir. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Well, it sounds like the spitter's got a fool for an attorney because she's probably going to be representing herself now.
Uh-huh.
And she stands to lose her case and be criminally convicted and spend some time in the Husco and lose her for the civil case and be paying some money out. And she should probably lose her license to practice law. I mean, because it shows contempt of the law, which she's pulling right now.
Well, and, of course, spitting on a minor. I mean, spitting on anybody and spitting on a minor for what? Watching up the street in a protest?
It's just disgusting. I mean, and this crap we still hear about, the 9/11 George Floyd protesters, cities burned to the ground and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, like over 50% of the violence, if not more, of the violence at those protests was caused by right-wing instigators, you know, tossing by firebombs and doing that kind of damage. And people have been consistently convicted of when they're doing damage in those George Floyd protests. So this nonsense that, they didn't, you know, that nothing's happened to those people at the George Floyd protests.
Yeah.
A lot of those people have gone to jail. The nitwit that pulled down the statue of Hans Christian Hague, he's, 2 years in jail? And these people actually did physical damage to the Capitol, our nation's capital, and physical damage to police officers. Oh, you got a couple of months, you know, that misdemeanor charges.
Well, I mean, Mark, I would say that, you know, those that entered and did not do, you know, visible damage or did not attack the cops, I mean, there is a range of sentencing guidelines for that. So I think, you know, some of those who actually attack the cops are getting some way heavier sentences than 2 years. But I would concur. Yes, we talked a little bit about yesterday about the right-wing instigator specifically in Minnesota. And as I've said before, and I think Crudy would concur, but I'm not going to speak for him. If you're in a protest and you get involved in any sort of you know, damage or whatever to buildings or violence against other people, you know, there is a price to pay for that. And you should pay that price. I'll just get back to the phone.
I agree with that? I did. 21 days in Huber, man. Come on.
Come on. You can't let that happen. I believe it's Jeannie. Jeannie, you back with us.
Hi, guys. Sorry about that. I had the mute on so that I wouldn't start laughing when I was listening to you.
Well, welcome. What do you got? We got about a minute and a half.
Laugh all you want.
Okay. Hey, this is what you guys need to do if you're going to go. You need to wear a clown costume with a bright orange wig and a big cherry nose and carry a sign, "Time to stop the circus."
Jeannie, are you trying to get my ass kicked?
No. Well, you don't need to carry the sign. Then you can just dance around like you're a part of the group. Because it is a circus, and they are a bunch of clowns.
I don't see a lot of dancing at the Trump rallies, though. It's not like a dead show. It's not like a fish show. They don't dance so much.
I wear
a red badger hat, and they just see red. They're like bulls. They see the red of my head, Jeannie, and they think I'm part of the crew because I'm wearing a red hat like them. And they don't notice I got Bucky up here. Instead of the, you know, make America cultish again.
Well, you have a good time then, Crudy. That, you know, you're braver than me. You have a good day. Bye.
Thanks for calling.
I'm probably bigger than you as well, Jeannie. And I don't say that, you know, I'm not size shaming, but I'm a bigger guy. I'm not really worried about personal harm from the Trump crowd. Not individually.
Yeah, that's what the Capitol Police thought as well.
Come on, man. You think Trump's going to turn the mob on the press? Because I'll start swinging some
What
elbows,
makes you
man.
Think he wouldn't, man? What makes you think he wouldn't?
Because it's Waukesha, and we'll be on the radio live. That looked really bad. John Nichols from The Nation coming back. More Devils.
But I cannot emphasize that there must be no violence, no law breaking, and no vandalism of any kind.